Javier Fletus was having a cigarette when his street erupted in flame. He has a burn on his arm, a broken window, and trouble sleeping.
Still depressing. It's still sad. I mean, I still think about it. I have nightmares about the families. It's so weird looking over there.
It's hard on his mother, too. She's lived here since 1979 and can't get used to it being so dark where 30-some houses used to be. Last week, the governor stood right there and promised,
"You have the right to know everything that went wrong."
The governor pressured PG&E to release its top 100 list of high-risk pipelines, but Fletus still wants to know why it took more than an hour to shut off the gas and,
"I just don't understand why they're keeping the reporters out. What are they trying to hide?"
Media access to the site remains restricted. I'm Jenna Lane, KGO Radio News.